temperatures now getting down into the 30s in some parts of the Mendenhall Valley overnight. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So has it been kind of chilly at your place out the road there?
Yes. We had 35 degrees, and which is getting close. I mean, that's 35 degrees inside my greenhouse, but with my single-layer greenhouse, it's pretty much the same as outside. So I don't have too much I'm concerned about. Potatoes, if they get frosted, will turn brown. The leaves will. But by this time, that's okay. I would kind of like not to lose my tomatoes inside the greenhouse, but even those have enough sugar inside the fruits that are left that they'll ripen, or I'll bring them inside if I have to.
So what can we do to help things along besides bringing stuff inside?
You look, listen to our weather wizards, or you're their communicator, I guess.
Yeah.
And look at how cold it's predicted to be. We can often, or maybe most wanting to protect might be begonias and fuchsias and dahlias that are in big pots on the ground, on the deck, or maybe in the ground. And those you could actually put gallon jugs of water or 5-gallon buckets of water next to the plants, kind of get and maybe gather your plants together close by, and then put a over the top of them, not plastic, but rather something like fleece blankets. That will give you some degrees, probably 4 to 5 degrees of frost protection. Plus the water there also acts as a heat sink, so that it takes a long time for that water to freeze, and that will help slow the process down. So, I mean, last year I still had begonias outside and fuchsias blooming in early November because we didn't have much of a frost. I am not going to predict what this fall is going to give.
Was there a point, though, that you did bring them into the garage or indoors later on in the season?
I did. Yes, I did. I mean, and part of it is I'm just tired of looking at them, and finally it's time to... So, like, with the begonias, I literally just snap the big stems off the tubers that are in the pots, and then I bring the pot and all inside. Then I can deal with them at my leisure to pull the tubers out. Same kind of thing with the dahlias. I cut them back to about an inch or two above the soil level, and they come inside the garage. And then I'll do the cleanup of those washing tubers and then setting them aside in a place that doesn't freeze for the winter so that I can bring them back out early spring and get them started again under the lights.
When it comes to like the potatoes that you mentioned earlier and the tomatoes in your greenhouse, is there a point in which you basically have to shut things down for those vegetables, for example?
Sure. Well, like for potatoes at least. Now, I just got back, and this weekend I dug the first batch of potatoes that I had planted way back in April. And by that time, most of those vines were died down. Now, I've got a couple of other patches that were planted later in May. They're still nice and green. They are potentially growing. But again, we aren't going to get a whole lot more size growth or numbers of potatoes growing. So we can just cut those stems off, and those could be covered then with a sheet of plastic or a tarp to start the curing process of the potatoes in the ground and not have them get any wetter than they already are, because it's the rain that has really been more of an issue for those. We want to be careful if we have hard frost. We don't want the ground to freeze and then freeze the potatoes, because once potatoes freeze, then they rot very quickly when they thaw out. So that's an item of concern. Even just having that tarp over is usually plenty, because that soil is moist and it won't freeze very quickly to start with, unless we get, you know, a week of 25 degrees or something like that.
What about other vegetables? Should we start harvesting them now, whether or not they're ripe or should be picked?
Well, yeah, take a look. Check to see what they're doing. Carrots can have a lot of sugar in them, but again, we don't, just like potatoes, we don't want them to freeze in the ground. But the flavor, the sugar content is very high, and they're terrific. Beets, likewise. They're about the same situation as carrots, but they're usually closer to the surface. If you want to stretch the season on those, beets and carrots and some of the other root crops, you can actually use a piece of rigid insulation, you know, the styrofoam or similar 1 or 2 inches of insulation, put it on right on top of the bed, and then throw a tarp over the whole thing. And that will keep the ground from freezing, and then you can be pulling carrots and beets and such later, you know, much later into the fall and even into the winter, depending on how cold it gets.
Anything that we should be pulling out now, no matter what?
Just keep eating as we go. I mean, lettuce is pretty tender. So if you've still got lettuce that's still going, kale, again, can stay there. Swiss chard is kind of on the fence, but again, it'll take a light frost. So, and you'll know, it'll be pretty obvious that it's past its prime if we get a hard frost. So again, cabbages are another one. If the cabbages are starting to crack, definitely get them out of the ground. But same thing, cabbages are pretty hardy and can be left out there for a while, or again, just throw an old blanket and a tarp over them, and they will last. You may have to put some slug bait underneath them, however, because the slugs will be happy to keep eating away until it freezes too.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.